you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Zimbabwe welcomes the delegation of the Republic of Seychelles and thanks them for their report, focusing on the implementation of the recommendations from the first cycle review and other developments in the area of the promotion and protection of human rights in the country. It is noted that Seychelles has taken steps to constantly review and reform existing human rights legislation. Examples in this regard include the Prohibition of Trafficking in Persons Act 2014 and the Institute of Early Childhood Development Act 2014, which aim to combat trafficking through the effective prosecution of perpetrators and protection of victims, and to establish a framework for early childhood care and development, respectively. Since its last review, Seychelles has undertaken a number of measures to protect the rights of women. These include the appointment of women to high-level decision-making positions in public life and the adoption of the National Action Plan for Gender-Based Violence aimed at preventing and eliminating all forms of violence against women. Seychelles ratified the optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child on the Sale of Children, Child Prostitution and Child Pornography in 2012. It also signed the third optional protocol to the CRC on a communications procedure in 2013. Zimbabwe recommends that Seychelles accelerates the ongoing exercise to strengthen the National Human Rights Commission and to make it fully compliant with the Paris Principles. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.